came to pass when they were gone over that Elijah said unto Elijah, ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from thee. And Elijah said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. And he said, thou hast asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if thou see me when I am taken from thee, it shall be so unto thee. But if not, it shall not be so. And it came to pass, as they still went on and talked, that behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire, and parted them both asunder. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. And Elijah saw it, and he cried, my father, my father, the chariot of Israel, the horsemen thereof. And he saw him no more. And he took hold of his own clothes and rent them in two pieces. He took up also the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and went back and stood by the bank of Jordan. And he took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and smote the waters and said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? And he also had smitten the waters. They parted hither and thither, and Elisha went over. And when the sons of the prophets which were to view at Jericho saw him, they said, the spirit of Elijah doeth rest on Elijah. And they came to meet him and bowed themselves to the ground before him. Praise the Lord. We are talking about legacy. What do we mean by legacy? And when we discuss the word legacy, we're referring it to, in this particular passage, about the mantle. The mantle that Elijah had taken from Elijah. The dictionary defines legacy as something transmitted by or received from an ancestor or predecessor or from the past. By the grace of the Almighty God, our Lord Jesus Christ, who called us into his light, has given us a mantle. How are we running with that mantle? As Christ ambassadors, as children of God, how are we running with that legacy? How are we holding the title of Christianity? Are we holding it in truth, or are we holding it in unrighteousness? The Lord will help us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
To the youth, to the young adults, it is important we carry the legacy of our parents who served the Lord diligently. We are to do greater works. One of the things I said in house fellowship was that by the grace of God, as our parents have served the Lord faithfully and have lived a long life and enter into heaven, it is important that when they pass on, when they die, that our relationship with God doesn't die with them. It is very important for us to carry on the legacy. It is very important for us to carry on the foundation that has been set before us. We are to remain standing and continue on the foundation of our Lord Jesus Christ. And as youth and as young adults, we have a legacy that we must pass on as well to those that are after us, the next generation, those that are babies, those that are little children. What are we leaving behind for them? The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. In this text, Elisha asked for a double portion of Elijah's spirit. His motive was to accomplish more for God. He didn't just want to be more powerful than Elijah. He wasn't asking for it for worldly reasons. He wanted to do more. He felt that he was going to be Elijah's successor. So he wanted to do more for God. The Bible has told us, our Lord Jesus Christ told us, we are to do greater works. So how are we to carry this legacy that we're talking about, this mantle forward? Number one, personal encounter and relationship with Jesus Christ. As I have said as well to the young adults, by the grace of God, our parents have brought us to this church. We study the word of God. We spend time in the presence of God. But a time will come after they have lived a long life, and all the parents here, you will live a long life. You will live to see your children's children in Jesus' name, and you will fulfill your purpose in Jesus' name. But a time will come where they will not be here anymore, and it will be us. We will be the leaders in this parish. It is very important that we must carry the legacy forward. We look at our Father and the Lord, starting from the founder, Pa, King Diomi. Started with the legacy. Our Father and the Lord, Pastor Adeboye, is now carrying on that legacy. It's important for us of this generation, especially for us as young adults, to continue in the way of the Lord, to continue to preach the word of God, to do more, to accomplish more. But how can we do all those things if we don't have a personal relationship with God? Because if we don't have a personal encounter relationship with God, all of this that we're doing is just a routine. It's just something that we're doing because, well, if we don't come to church, our parents will be upset. No, we must have a personal encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ. By the grace of God, I had a personal encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm not here because my father is here. I'm not here because my mother is here. I'm here for God. I'm not here for any man. Our focus must be on the Lord Jesus Christ. By the grace of God, what was mentioned in workers' meeting a couple of weeks ago by Isabella, she talked about for a time that she see God through the eyes of her mother until she had a personal encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ. The ministry and the relationship with God from your parents cannot help you. You must have your own personal relationship because the time will come, like I said, they will not be here anymore, and it'll be for you. Look at what Elijah said. After he was saying, my father, he didn't say, where is Elijah? He said, where is the God of Elijah? When we carry this mantle forward, we are to fix our eyes on the Lord Jesus Christ. Like I said, a personal encounter and relationship with Christ is key. Because how do we even take this legacy or this mantle serious if we are not born again? John 3, verse 3 says, Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Make sure you have a personal relationship with Christ. And to parents as well, what seeds are you sowing into the lives of your children? Be very careful and allow the Holy Spirit to lead you and direct you. One of the things we see going on, and there's so many things going on in this world today, and many oftentimes we say that, you know, why are all these young people behaving like this? Half of it is from their own carelessness, but the other half is because what the previous generation has sowed into their lives. What are you sowing into the life of your child? I pray that everything you sow into the life of your child will give glory to God in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
2 Peter 1, verse 10. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if ye do these things, ye shall never fall. Be sure that you have a personal fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm saying this to all youths, to young adults. Be sure that you know Jesus Christ, not just by name, but personally. Number two. What are we to do when we talk about carrying the legacy or mantle forward? Fix your eyes on the Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of lights. James 1:17 says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. You must fix your eyes on the Lord Jesus Christ. For you to even carry this mantle, you need the help of the Holy Spirit. You need the Lord Jesus Christ. You cannot do it on your own. Do not look unto any man. Look unto the Lord Jesus Christ. In everything you do, fix your eyes on the Lord Jesus Christ. When you are looking for your bone of your bone and flesh of your flesh, look unto the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the perfect matchmaker. When you're looking unto the Lord for a business, look unto the Lord God Almighty, who owns all things, that all power belongs to him. Our Lord Jesus Christ is the light of the world. Therefore, we must be children of the light. Not just saying this to the youth, the young adults, but to parents, to everyone. We are all to be the children of light because before God, we are children. Let us all be the children of light. John 8, verse 12 says, then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. God has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. It is important that we let that light keep shining more and more until the perfect day. 1 Peter 2:9 says, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Colossians chapter 1, verse 13 says, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. Number three, when we talk about carrying the legacy, the mantle forward, we must have fellowship with the Holy Spirit. You cannot carry this mantle at all without the help of the Holy Spirit. You need the Comforter. You need the Holy Spirit. Our Lord Jesus Christ told the disciples he would send forth the Comforter to guide them into all truth. In John 16:13-15, howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever you shall hear, that shall he speak. He will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you. All things that the Father hath are mine. Therefore said I, that he shall take of mine, and shall show it unto you. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We must have a relationship with the Holy Spirit. If we have yet to be baptized in the Holy Spirit, we should pray that the Lord God Almighty will baptize us in the Holy Spirit, that we will speak in new tongues in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Number four, your focus must always, always be on heaven. This is not our permanent home. Our permanent home as children of God is in heaven. Colossians 3:2 says, set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. Please do not get distracted by the things of the world. Fix your eyes on Jesus, on heaven, on the things of God. We heard the prophecy of this year that the countdown begins, that the end is near. Focus on heaven more than ever before. 1 Peter 2:11 says, dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul. Our Father in the Lord once said that if you can overcome yourself, you can overcome the devil. Do not allow the things of the flesh to erode you of your path to heaven. We will not be eroded of our path to heaven in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I wanted to mention something from the late Reverend Billy Graham, who passed away this past week. He once said, my home is in heaven. I'm just traveling through this world. He also said, someday you will read or hear that Billy Graham is dead. Don't believe a word of it. I shall be more alive than I am now. I will just have changed my address. I will have gone into the presence of God. Before we round up, I want us to look at an example of a man of God who carried a legacy, and now that legacy is passed on through his children. Praise the Lord.
Tonight, tributes now pouring in across the country for the man known as America's pastor, the Reverend Billy Graham, who passed away today at the age of 99. He connected with so many, including countless presidents and first ladies who turned to him in moments of crisis. ABC's Steve Osunsami in North Carolina tonight, where Reverend Graham lived and where he was from.
Christ can change your life. He can forgive your sins. He can make you a new person.
At 7:46 this morning, the heavens he worshiped came calling. Evangelist Billy Graham died at his home in Montreat, North Carolina. Hours later, at his library outside Charlotte, visitors from across the world were just hearing the word.
His work's going to continue on, because it's God's work.
Through his many religious crusades, the boy who grew up on a dairy farm would end up preaching the gospel to more than 215 million people, getting 10,000 letters from the faithful every week.
Had you believed in the Son that was lifted up? Had you received it?
He spent his life providing quiet counsel to kings and queens and U.S. presidents.
We're going to pray every day for our president.
From President Donald Trump tonight, Graham was a very special man. From George W. Bush, a shepherd to millions, has passed on. Carter and Clinton are all offering tributes. In 2007, the Clintons explained how much it meant to them when he came to visit after the political sex scandal became public.
He is one of the people who made a real difference to me personally. He was someone who could understand both Bill and me.
And he just talked to me. And what he wanted me to know was that the Christ he believed in was a God of second chances.
For a young George W. Bush, that message from the Reverend led him to sobriety.
The result of being with Billy Graham and being inspired by Billy Graham, and I guess being led by Billy Graham, I started reading the Bible, and shortly thereafter I quit drinking.
President Johnson leaned on the Reverend during Vietnam, and Reagan famously called Graham from his hospital bed after he was shot. But Graham was questioned for the relationship he kept with Nixon.
I prayed for him. Prayed for him several times a day. That God would help him.
He prayed with presidents, and just as easily with everyday Americans. Reverend Billy Graham will be laid to rest at his library and childhood home directly
behind. Praise the Lord.
He will be buried next to his wife, who died in 2007.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We can see from this was a man that really, one thing he was asking for is that how he wanted to be remembered. And he said that he just wants to be remembered as someone who was faithful and who served the Lord. We as children of God, God has set, when our Lord Jesus Christ came on this earth, he set the foundation for us, what we are to do as children of God. How are we carrying that legacy forward? How are we carrying that title, Christian, forward? Are we carrying it in vain? Or are we carrying it in righteousness? I want us to rise up. We are going to pray. The first prayer point is, Father, give us the grace to faithfully carry our cross. Let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, almighty everlasting God, give us the grace to carry our cross, O Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Give us the grace, O Lord, God Almighty, to carry our cross in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, Spirit of the living God, give us the grace to carry our cross, O Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Help us to be faithful to the end in the mighty name of Jesus. Father in heaven, help us, O Lord. Help us, O Lord. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Amen.
We are going to pray. We are going to say, Father,
help me to finish well.
I will not carry my mantle in vain in Jesus' name. Father, Lord, God Almighty, I need your Holy Spirit, O Lord. Help me to finish well, O Lord. Help me to finish well, O Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Help me to finish well, O Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Help me, O Lord, everlasting Father, to finish well. Holy Spirit, Spirit of the living God, help me to finish well, Lord. I need your help, O Lord. I need your help, O Lord. I need your help, O Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. For in Jesus' mighty name we are prayed.
Amen.
You are going to pray, you are going to cry unto the Almighty God and say, Father, help me to make it to heaven in Jesus' name. Let us begin to pray. Father, Lord, help me to make it to heaven, O Lord. Help me to make it to heaven, O Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, Spirit of the living God, help me, O Lord. Help me to make it to heaven in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, do not let me fall, O Lord. Do not let me fall by the wayside in the mighty name of Jesus. For in Jesus' mighty name we are praying. We are going to pray and we're going to ask God for the grace to be a blessing to this generation and that we will continue to do the will of God and that we will win millions of souls in the name of Jesus. Let us begin to pray. Father, Lord, Jehovah, help us, Almighty God. Help us, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Help us, O Lord, to be a blessing to our generation. Help us, O Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Help us, O Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, Lord. Bless your holy name. For in Jesus' mighty name we are prayed.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you. We bless your holy name. We thank you for your word, O Lord. We thank you for that which you have taught us, O Lord. We thank you, O Lord, for you are the King of kings and Lord of lords. We pray, O Lord, God Almighty, that we will carry our legacy forward in the name of Jesus. That which you have set for us, O Lord, we shall be everything you have called us to be in the name of Jesus. That we will make it to heaven in the name of Jesus. I pray for all the youth, for all the young adults. We pray, O Lord, that even as after our parents live long lives and fulfill their purpose, that our relationship with you will not die along with them in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father. We thank you for this day. We commit the remainder of this service into your hands, O Lord. Let your name be glorified in the mighty name. Father, we give you all the glory. For in Jesus' mighty name we are praying.